Drive Time on RTE Radio 1, sponsored by Zurich. Trust excellence built on 40 years of experience. Visit zurichcorporate.ie to learn more about the Zurich Master Trust.
Hugh, thank you very much for that. Now, the Taoiseach designate Simon Harris's pledge that the government will build 250,000 houses over the next 5 years is at odds with the coalition's current housing targets. To meet any new target, the government would need, on average, 50,000 new housing units built a year between now and 2029 or 2030. And the government is on course to build around 35,000 new houses this year. Simon Harris yesterday said current housing targets are being reviewed and there is recognition from Housing Minister Dara O'Brien that they need to be revised. Well, for more on all of this, we're joined now by Sinn Féin TD and Housing spokesperson Eoin O'Brien and Green Party TD Stephen Matthews, and you're both welcome to the programme. Fine Gael was not available to speak to us on the programme this evening. Eoin O'Brien, to yourself first. We did ask, by the way, the Fine Gael Press Office and the Government Information Service for a representative from Fine Gael to talk about the Fine Gael leaders' new housing targets, but as I say, none were available. Your reaction to the targets announced by Simon Harris, Eoin O'Brien, I know you've been calling for higher housing targets for years, so you must be delighted.
Well, first of all, it's an admission that the housing targets underpinning the government's current plan are far too low. We've been saying that from the very start, but not just Sinn Féin and the opposition. Almost all independent commentators and industry experts have been saying that we need somewhere in the region of about 50,000 new homes a year over 5 years to meet existing demand. Last summer, the Housing Commission were reporting in the Irish Times to say that their report, which is due to the Minister for Housing shortly, will propose a range of between 40,000 and 60,000 with an annual average of about 50,000. And it is really quite incredible that for 2 years, when everybody else has been saying the target should be increased, that only now is government finally accepting they got it wrong. For me, the really important question is not just what their annual average is, but it's also within that, how many social homes, how many affordable homes, and crucially, what price those homes are going to be, because government doesn't build the majority of these homes. The majority of the homes currently are delivered by private developers. The vast majority of those are not affordable that are going into the private market. And in fact, the number of new homes for people to buy in the market has remained relatively stagnant over the last number of years.
Well, we don't have the detail yet on, as you say, the breakdown.
I don't think Simon Harris has the detail either, Sarah.
Well, we'll see. And I suppose we'll see what happens tomorrow. And as I say, we would have been interested to speak to Fine Gael about their plans today, but they weren't available. We don't have the details on the breakdown, but I know you're saying the government has got it wrong for the last 2 years. Now, government representatives, as high up as the Taoiseach, has been saying for most of the last 2 years that actually the targets do need to be revised and that they're working on that and that they do need to be higher. But one of the reasons that they've said they haven't been able to do that up to now is because the capacity simply isn't there to deliver those houses. Not next year even, 50,000 or who knows after that.
Well, first of all, nobody's suggesting that you go from 30,000 to 50,000 in a single year. That's not what the Housing Commission has been saying, nor have we been saying. We do believe that you could move to about 40,000 new homes if you had the right kind of policies and, crucially, the right kind of investment by government. But there is additional capacity within the sector. We've seen, for example, that there's a slowdown in commercial real estate development. We also know that we have a new building technology sector that is desperate for increased pipeline contracts. Mm. And we've tens of thousands of vacant homes across the state.
So just to be clear, when would Sinn Féin, be able to deliver 50,000 homes? And in what year do you think that would be possible?
So what the party is currently doing is finalising an updated version of our housing plan. We're going to be publishing that in segments over the next number of weeks. But, for example, if you were to take the Housing Commission's report, and I think their report is going to be the benchmark, if they're saying a range of between 40 and 60, that gives you an indication that they think, and they have very, very eminent experts in terms of private and public sector housing professionals as well as academics and others, that you could go from 40 in the first year up to a mid-range and then beyond 50 from halfway through. So that's what the experts are telling us is possible, but crucially it requires the right levels of investment, the right kinds of policy and the right level of ambition and targets from government, something was sorely lacking in Simon Harris's speech at the weekend, which was why actually I don't believe he could deliver that.
But that does sound a little bit like that outline that you're saying, 40 to 60, maybe starting with 40, get to mid-level and then get to 60, sort of sounds like what Simon Harris is suggesting they do.
Well, the real issue is how are you going to do it? So, for example, you couldn't move from 30,000 new homes to 40 or 50 without a very, very significant increase in direct investment by the state in social, affordable rental and affordable purchase homes. The problem is not only is the government's levels of investment in those sectors too low, because of the level of bureaucracy they're imposing on our local authorities and approved housing bodies, the government can't even meet their own targets. 4 years in a row they've met those. So it's not just about the targets, it's also about saying how many social, how many affordable, how many cost rental, how many private, okay, what's the level of investment, and crucially, what are the reforms government is going to put in place to allow our local authorities, approved housing bodies and private developers increase and accelerate the delivery of good quality homes. In fact, there was no additional policy proposals in Simon Harris's speech on Saturday, just a regurgitation of the same failed policies that have led us to record homelessness, record house prices, record rents, and under-delivery of social affordable housing over 4 years of this failed Fianna Fáil and Fine Gael.
All right, well, we have Stephen Matthews on the line as well from the Green Party. And Stephen Matthews, were you surprised by the plan outlined by Simon Harris?
Good evening, Sarah and Owen. No, I think he's in the right ballpark area, around 50,000 a year. That's the kind of target we need to be aiming for. And, you know, I think it's well recognised out there that that's where we need to be aiming for at the moment. And I would agree with Owen on that. You can't go from 33,000, which you've done this year, 2023, to 50,000 overnight. That's just not possible. And I think to say to people that it is doable is a bit disingenuous. But just referring to Owen's housing plan there, we are still continuously awaiting Sinn Féin's housing plan. And at the budget last year, they were a month late and a billion short on their housing plan. And two or three months ago, they came out with a plan to build houses for 300,000. So there's a lot of what Sinn Féin says doesn't stack up. But I do agree, you can't go from 30,000 to 50,000 overnight.
And do you know when you can? I mean, would you expect, given the Taoiseach designate has announced this, I know he was doing it out of Fine Gael or that as opposed to it being government policy, but would you expect that we'll see details on that announcement?
Well, if you look at the indicators out there at the moment, the planning permissions are up significantly, the commencements and completion numbers are up significantly, and they're increasing year on year. So the trajectory is right, and Housing for All is delivering. I mean, if you look at the figures there, just to put it in context, there's over 100,000 houses have been built and constructed and delivered since this government took up office. And if you compare, say, that figure to 2013, so just go back 10 years ago, there was only about 5,000 homes being delivered.
Well, literally at the height of the crash.
2023,
so it's hardly a base that you want to be comparing yourself to.
The entire construction industry
ground itself to a halt at that point.
And there was
no
housing. There was no housing system. There was no investment. There was nobody building houses, and there was nobody organising it. So in the last couple of years, we've seen, since this government took up office, we have seen that increasing in planning permissions, commencement and completion, and the largest ever public investment in public housing ever.
And on the issue of public housing, I want to bring Owen Brin back in 1 second, but on the issue of public housing, Owen Brin is saying that we need to see a significant increase, particularly in social and affordable and public housing. Do you expect that will happen?
Oh, absolutely it will. And we look to the Land Development Agency as a significant contributor to that. And you've got to remember as well, Sinn Féin voted against the Land Development Agency. They've got about 14,000 homes in the pipeline at the moment between their two kind of delivery streams. That's direct delivery where they work with a contractor, or partnership delivery where they look at those stalled or kind of unviable developments that are out there at the moment. And they'll deliver cost rental in that. So there's about 14,000 on the way from the LDA over the next four years or so.
Let me put that to Owen Brin and the previous comments as well, Owen Brin, that we're finally seeing a housing plan from Sinn Féin. Will it include the €300,000 house that you're going to deliver? Details on how that'll be done?
Well, first of all, just to reassure Stephen, we do have a plan and we have published almost all aspects of it over the last number of years. And as I said, we're refreshing it and we'll be republishing it over the next number of weeks and months. But two things. First of all, our preference was always local authorities and approved housing bodies to deliver large volumes of social affordable homes. And the difficulty is they're not being given the funds, they don't have the right targets, and the level of bureaucracy, as I said already, imposed by central government on AHBs and local authorities is too great. That's why they're missing their targets every single year, 10% shy of the targets last year. But the real problem is on the affordable housing side. I mean, the government missed their affordable purchase housing target by 60%, cost rental target by 50%, and many of the homes that they're delivering are not affordable. So-called affordable purchase homes in my own constituency, €430,000, and affordable rent, so-called €1,600. We will show, as we have done previously when we published the detail, how local authorities and approved housing bodies can build really good quality homes at prices at and below €300,000. Ocoolan Cooperative for Co-Housing have been doing it for a number of years. We've been arguing for it. We've set out the detail. Of course it can be done, but that requires ambition, which we don't have from this government, investment at the level that's required, and then the reforms of the delivery streams that are necessary.
Okay.
But we also need the private sector to be delivering more homes for people to buy, something that this government is not doing. New homes going out on the market for regular buyers has stagnated over the last 5 years and is falling as a percentage of overall stock. That's why today we see the myhome.ie report saying house prices are increasing even more. Mm. That's not the sign of a housing plan working. Rising rents, rising house prices, rising homelessness. This government's plan isn't working, and that's why we don't need a Taoiseach elected tomorrow. We need a general election called.
Stephen Matthews.
Well, we do have a plan, and it is working, and it's on the right path, and that's housing for all. Housing output is increasing across all aspects, across social housing, affordable housing, private housing, and cost rental, which we introduced for the first time ever in as a new form of tenancy.
Mm. How many cost rentals are there now?
To change course. But I just want to respond to what Owen said there. If you put it in the context, the most social housing delivered by any government in 50 years has been delivered by this government. And we are continuously working towards those targets. The Land Development Agency, the approved housing bodies, the local authorities, they are all delivering housing out there at the moment.
But you're still not reaching your targets when it comes to social and affordable housing, and those targets, opposition say, are too low in the first place.
We absolutely need to do more. Absolutely. There's no question about that. And we will. But if you look, as I said at the outset, if you look at those indicators where the planning permissions are up, the commencements are up, and the completions are up.
So let me talk to you again about this 250,000 plan. I know the building consultants, Mitchell McDermott, have estimated that you'd need about 50,000 more workers across the construction industry to increase the output to 50,000 houses annually. Is there any sign of those workers being brought back into the country, brought into the country in the first place, or trained?
So I think what you need, like, you would need probably about 40,000 extra construction workers for that 20,000 extra build.
Yeah.
There's about 160,000 in construction at the moment. They're not all obviously building residential units. There is capacity, and there probably is scope to divert some of that construction workforce from commercial buildings, which is slowing down, and you could kind of redirect them into apartment building because it's kind of a similar type of work. We're probably going to need about 150,000 to 200,000 apartments built over between now and 2030, and we're continuously recruiting apprentices. And look, Sarah, I was on your show before.
I suppose the question, Stephen, is where are those 50,000 or 40,000 going to come from? Because it doesn't sound to me like you have a firm plan to get them.
Well, through apprenticeships.
How many are in apprenticeship at the moment?
I think there's about 20,000, but it wouldn't all be in construction, 27,000, I think. But, you know, Simon Harris was the Minister for Further and Higher Education. Mm-hmm. I'm sure he has his facts and figures right on that. And I know, as somebody who did serve an apprenticeship many, many years ago, when you're on the ground, boots on the ground, it does take time to build. Mm. And often we get academic sort of commentators who've never been on a construction site in their life. And I know from a previous life, it is difficult. It is hard to learn that trade, but it's a good trade, and I would encourage anybody to consider an apprenticeship.
Finally, to yourself, Owen Brin, where are you going to get your 50,000 construction workers?
Well, first of all, when I talk to building professionals and the representative bodies, they're telling us now they can increase residential output with the right policies. We do need to redirect work and labour from building types that aren't necessary to ones that are, and we've set out how that can be done before. But also new building technologies, really, really cutting-edge technology that employs a completely different type of worker, are crying out for pipelines of public contracts
to scale up. But hold on, so how many construction workers, with all that said, do you think you need, and where are you going to get them?
Well, the figure of about 40,000 is an industry figure. Some of those from within the existing workforce, redirecting them from the wrong kind of building to the right. Some of them would be new types of workers employed, but only if we give the pipeline of contracts to the companies providing new building technologies. But also, if you use a greater focus on vacant and derelict buildings, you need less labour and you get more. So the construction sector is growing, but the key to growing it further is greater levels of government investment. And unless we have that, we're not going to actually have the homes that anybody can build, whether they're existing or new, into our labour market.
Owen O'Brien, Stephen Matthews, thank you both for joining us.